it's locally owned,
it's Copper Road.
Organically grown,
it's Copper Road.
Your heart will warm,
it's Copper Road.
Got that hometown charm,
it's Copper Road.
And it's time now to check in on Carboro with Carboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, who joins us here now in the studio. How are you?
Good. It's good to be here.
Yeah, good to be here inside, right, on a hot 90-plus degree day.
It is good to be here. And whenever I'm here, it's Friday. That means it's the end of the week.
It's the end of the week, the weekend starting. It should be good. And it's been a busy week. You were at the, we'll talk about a couple of meetings that have happened just in the last couple of days with quite a bit of local interest. First of all, last night's meeting of the Friends of Bolin Creek, talking about all of the clear cutting that's happening around the creek, including the 77 acres on P.H. Craig's property. And you were there, right?
Yes, I was. So this was a community meeting put on by Friends of Bolin Creek. And it was, you know, about the future of the part of Bolin Forest that Mr. Craig owns, which is around, I think, 77 acres, mostly in Carboro, a couple of acres in Chapel Hill. But in any event, this was at Smith Middle School, and it was at 7 p.m. And Aaron, I'd say there were probably 200 people there.
Wow.
And I did a count even. I mean, lots of folks interested in this, lots of people concerned about this, lots of people wanting to come out and get information. And I was asked to participate, and one reason I'm glad I did is it was a good opportunity to share information with the community about the project. Mr. Craig's proposed timbering, we've gotten so many questions about it. In fact, we have a spot on our webpage where we have frequently asked questions and just kind of some facts about the logging project. But in any event, Tom Coors, he was the moderator for this program. And the first thing that happened was Trish McGuire, our planning director, just kind of gave an overview of when Mr. Craig kind of came to the town to talk about his plans to timber. And, you know, it's not anything that our town regulates, but he was letting us know about it, his forestry management plan and so on. And so she gave the history of that because people had questions about that. Myself and Mayor Pam Heminger from Chapel Hill were there to just kind of answer questions generally and discuss our, you know, concern and our mutual hope that in some way there's a way to be found to have this land preserved. And afterward, there was a really good panel discussion with several experts, one of whom was Doug Frederick. He was from North Carolina State's Forestry School, and he spoke in general about forestry practices and his kind of, you know, just independent assessment of the tract of land. Kind of interesting to hear from someone who's not directly involved with all of this. Michael Paul, he is a stream ecologist. He's also one of the members of our newly formed Stormwater Advisory Committee, and he talked a little bit about impact of clear cutting on the creek. Mary Parker Saunas, she's a naturalist, photographer, and she talked a little bit about the effects on wildlife. And then Bo Howes, he is a steward of development with Triangle Land Conservancy. He talked a little bit about how conservancy works, how generally it's initiated with a municipality and other partners, and how you can try to seek grants and that kind of effort to be able to come up with financial resources to be able to secure some land to put in preservation. And so that was really all informative. Afterward, there were lots of questions and answers. And then I think the way that the Friends closed out was to say, if people are really still interested in this subject, if they want to get involved in some way, or if they want to be on an email list, to be sure to do so, go to the website and do so. And part of the, I think, call was that there might come a time in the future where there's a need to raise a lot of money quickly. And so to be prepared to bring out your checkbook.
Yeah. So what actually is the situation there? The way that I've gathered is he has timber rights on the 77 acres, and in order to preserve the timber rights, every so often you have to cut the trees, and that's a kind of a tax thing.
That was not quite clear, because it has never been clear cut, and he's owned it for 45 or 50 years.
Okay.
I mean, the truth is, I mean, Mr. Craig has owned this property for the benefit of the community to use. You know, people walk there, people have created trails there, people have really benefited from his generosity in not doing anything to this tract of land, including developing it, which he has the right to do, including clear cutting it already, which he has the right to do. And so I think he's at a point where he's considering, you know, he's his his stated intention is to clear cut because of concern about pine beetles and other ecological reasons. Now, you know, so was some discussion about that last night. But in any event, as you pointed out, he has the right under properly filing forestry type plans to do so. Mm-hmm. I think the repercussion of that is then for a period of years afterward, he certainly cannot develop. And also part of having his keeping his land in this type of a state derives some tax benefit just in and of itself for being the type of land use it is. So, you know, there was a lot of discussion about Mr. Craig and whether whether he was willing to sell the property or not. And so that's really, I think, what folks were kind of talking through. Mm-hmm. No one has ever heard him say he wants to sell this property.
Right, right.
But yet we know he's been a wonderful steward of it. And of all of his properties he has, this seems to be one that is especially close to his heart. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there were just really a lot of folks in the room really wanting to think through a way to honor Mr. Craig and perhaps somehow be able to talk with him and or preserve part of it for future generations.
Mm. How I know a lot of different facets of this conversation, but what other options were presented other than purchasing the land from Mr. Craig to try to either persuade him or change kind of the situation so that it incentivizes keeping the trees where they are?
Yeah, I think a lot of people threw out a lot of ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, options to purchase, maybe paying for the logging rights, maybe seeking some type of an easement, which, you know, really isn't a long-term plan. Someone suggested condemnation, which was, you know, kind of, it's not something that I have any interest in pursuing.
Right.
And Tom Kors talked about really how with conservation, that's really not a, it's a philosophy.
Say, what would you condemn?
Well, you know, condemn for public purpose.
Okay.
You know? But,
yeah.
But Tom explained that, you know, part of what conservation is about is, you know, mutual agreement that this
right.
is a good thing for the community and good feelings and not ill will and coming to an understanding of the public benefit, that kind of thing. So, you know, I mean, I think there was, you know, it to purchase it would be a tremendous amount of money. And I think that's one of the reasons why there was just a lot of brainstorming going on. I think that's why we had a partner from TLC there. And, of course, both municipalities there just to kind of, you know, just think through this process. And as I answered a few questions, I know that, you know, the town of Carrboro is really interested in this property and considering our options.
What seems to be the next steps here?
I think next steps are for the group to debrief a lot of the comments received, and then I imagine a smaller group of the folks who organized it last night will determine then how to go forward from there. So,
okay. Speaking with Carper Mayor Lydia Lavelle, that meeting was last night, and we'll obviously keep following that issue. Also, a session yesterday for the town of Carrboro on wayfinding, especially downtown, putting up more signs, better signs to let people know where parking is, where kind of points of interest are, and make sure that everyone knows where they're going and how to get there. So how did that meeting go?
Yeah, and I was not able to attend this one.
It was pretty much simultaneously, or one
right
on top of the other.
Yes, yeah. One on top of the other, and I think that I'm sure the second meeting hit participation perhaps from the first, although the first, I think, was a bit of a drop-in.
Mm-hmm.
But I spoke to Annette Lafferty, our town's, you know, economic development director, and she said several people came through, gave good feedback, and it's been through our committees, a few of our committees, and in any event, there was, I guess, an opportunity to look at some initial design concepts. I think she said that there were three design concepts, but, you know, different sizes, shapes, looks, but that, you know, what we could end up with is some combination of two or three or one or two of them, and that there would still be other opportunities for folks to look at these designs and to give some feedback. We mentioned a couple of other opportunities where these might be on display and in a place where we might have folks around that might want to comment. And I think she even said they might be up before the meeting at Town Hall on Tuesday, as mm-hmm. I haven't gotten to look at them. I think board members, and we have like 100 public hearings on Tuesday. So,
yeah,
so
yeah,
maybe,
I saw that.
Maybe a whole bunch of residents can look them over. But she also said that there will be some information about these on our town's website as well. So opportunity for folks to still see these and give a lot of improvement, a lot of suggestions, so we can improve and get the best kind of wayfinding signs that we can, because that's going to be a key to helping people get around town.
Is it already kind of decided where the signs are going to go and what they're going to point to, and this is just a design thing, or is that still a question?
I think it's vice versa. I think right now is the look of it, and then comes, and I'm sure perhaps that's something that that group has been doing behind the scenes, but that hasn't been made available to us yet.
Okay. So, yeah. But primarily, like, here's where to find parking, here's where to find, like, Weaver Street Lawn and Town Hall and things like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Right now we have, it's just kind of haphazard the way it is. Mm-hmm. And, if you're not from here, these help, ways for people to get around. So.
Yeah. Any sense of when they'd, like, ultimately be going in? Is this kind of a summertime project to figure out what they're going to look like and where they go and maybe install in the fall? Or
it made it sound like we would still be getting feedback on this look this summer, but I know when we asked about the urgency of this, we had hoped that this would get completed soon, so my sense would be by the end of the fall.
Okay.
So.
Speaking again with Carver and Mayor Lydia Lavelle, both of those meetings were yesterday. There's going to be an event this weekend, and this is something that every municipality in Orange County is excited about, partly because every municipality in Orange County is involved in it in some way, shape, or form. The sidewalk groundbreaking on Rogers Road, which sounds dull but isn't, right?
No, it's not at all. And in fact, here's what's really exciting about it is the official short ceremony will begin at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. But for
this is Saturday, right?
This is tomorrow morning, yep. Correct. So the official short ceremony begins at 9 a.m., but for those that want to do a little short walk beforehand, we ask that you try to get there by around 8:30. And so what we will do is the ceremony is going to take place at the Faith Tabernacle Church, which is on Rogers Road. So if you can drive there and be there before 8:30, even 8:20 or 8:15, mm-hmm. People will be shuttled up to Eubanks Road, which is about half a mile up the road.
Right.
And so what we'll do is we'll begin shortly after 8:30 from Eubanks Road, and we're going to walk. We're going to walk from there down to Faith Tabernacle on the Carborough side of the road, kind of where the sidewalk is going to go. And so that'll be awesome, kind of walking, because it's actually going to go from Meadows Run down to all the way actually to Homestead Road. We're only going to walk part of it, but just kind of get out and about and see. And what's really cool is if we look across the street over on the Chapel Hill ETJ side, we can see where the sewer project is has been going in.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
As you said, lots of lots going on up on Rogers Road. I know that we've invited the RENA folks are a part of the celebration also, the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association. I think they're having their activities that day also. So it's going to be a really exciting day. The town of Carborough is really excited about this, because this is a really pretty huge project for us. It's going to be a 5-foot wide sidewalk that goes from Meadow Run all the way down to Homestead Road, as I said. And we budgeted $1.37 million mm-hmm. for this, and have spent the last 2 years, I would say, designing it, acquiring easements, and lining up the folks to put it in. And we're really excited to have a little groundbreaking and start getting it, getting it put on the ground.
Yeah, and I mean, we're talking about like putting a sidewalk in doesn't seem like that big of a deal, but this is kind of the culmination, finally, of a battle for this sidewalk and this sewer line and all of these amenities that are going up to that neighborhood. That is a conversation that started way back in 1971. Am I getting that right?
It's at least certain, at least as long as I've been around,
yeah.
We've been talking about ways to provide amenities to this neighborhood that has borne the brunt of the landfill, for many years. But there is a brief little sidewalk on the Chapel Hill side coming up from Homestead. Mm. But other than that, there is no sidewalk the length of the street. And it's a pretty heavily traveled 35-mile-per-hour two-lane road. And I know, because I drive it every day. And, very, very often there are people, walking, and they're walking in the street, because there's no sidewalk. And
yep.
So we're really excited about putting this in, and we're hoping that it'll be heavily used, and we're hoping it'll, it might even help some people who aren't out walking around be able mm-hmm. to get out and walk around.
Absolutely. Again, speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, townofcarborough.org for more information on that. The Rogers Road sidewalk groundbreaking starts at 9, you said, right?
Yeah, it begins at 9. Be there to
walk
by 8:30.
Yes. Yep. Is happening. happening tomorrow morning, and it should be a nice morning too. So come on out for that. Other things happening in and around Carver that people
Well,
know about,
as you mentioned, Tuesday night. I don't have it right in front of me right now, but my memory is lots of public hearings.
Yeah.
And so I know for sure one that we are looking at is the Broad Lloyd neighborhood.
Right.
Several kind of changes we're contemplating to that district the neighbors brought forth to us, and so we're excited about having that on our agenda here for this last meeting of I guess June until we break. Mm-hmm. So.
And that's Tuesday, 7:30 town hall, public hearings on development permits, amendments to the land use ordinance, Lloyd Broad, and I think it's like 6 or 7 different public hearings on the agenda, because I was looking at it yesterday.
There are several, and I will say one of the ways I'm going to start out the meeting is going to, I've heard from 2 of the 3, but going to recognize the winners of
the baseball thing,
of the poem / essay contest about what baseball or softball means to me.
Yeah.
And so that was really an exciting kind of project to have for the first time. And it was really difficult to pick some winners, but we have some great great winning entries. And so we're going to recognize those young people that evening. And so that'll be a lot of fun too.
Awesome. And that's Tuesday, 7:30 town hall, townofcarborough.org for the full agenda and a lot more on town government information. Mayor Lavelle, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.